1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, a person who has many names, many titles. Those many titles denote and indicate that there are many beautiful qualities in that person. And there are certain famous titles, Al-Qabat of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And inshallah we will discuss few of them and would try to explain in English as well. She's called Ummu Sadat. She's called Makhdumae Kainat, Dukhtare Mustafa, Banue Murtada, Sardari Khawatine Jahan Wajina, Hazrate Sayyida, Tayyiba, Tahira, Fatima Zahra and Batul, Zakiya, Radiya, Mardiya, Abida, Zahida, Muhaddisa, Mubaraka, Zakiya, Azra, Sayyidatun Nisa, Khairun Nisa, Khatun Jannat, Muazzama, Ummul Had, Ummul Hasanain, etc. These are beautiful titles which are given to this great lady of Jannat. That's why she is called Khatun Jannat, the daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummus Sadat means asal or root of all Sadat or Sayyids, the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Makhdumae Kainat means that she is respectable according to the whole universe. The whole universe respects Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Dukhtare Mustafa means she is the daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Banu-e Murtaza means she is the wife of Ali al-Murtaza, Sher-e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sardare Khawateen Jahan wa Jina, this means that she is the leader of women of this dunya and the paradise as well. Hazrat Sayyida, Sayyida means she is leader. And Tayyiba, Tayyiba means she is chaste. And Tahira means she is pure. Fatima Zahra means she is bright. Batul, it means to separate or to cut off. Because she lived in this dunya in a way that she was cut off from this dunya. She had no interest in the comforts and the luxuries and the pleasures
of this dunya. She is called Zakiya, means pious. Radiya means she is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mardiya means she is the favorite one. Abida means she is worshipper. Zahida means she has no interest in world. Muhaddisa means that she narrates a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mubaraka, that she is full of blessings and barakah. Zakiya means pure. Azra means she is a chaste lady. Sayyidatun Nisa means she is the leader of all women. Khairun Nisa, she is best of all women. Khatun Jannat means she is the lady of Jannat. Muazzama, she is respected and honored. And Ummul Had and Ummul Hasanain means that she is the mother of Hasanain Kareemain, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who are guided. So these are the beautiful titles and names used for Hazrat Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Aqaidu Alam Nure Mujassam, Shahi Adam wa Bani Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, innama summiyat Fatimatu لأن الله فتمها ومحبيها عن النار. This means that the name for my daughter is kept Fatima because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set free her and her lovers, those who love her as the daughter of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her devotees, from the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, inna Fatimata ahsanat farjaha faharramallahu zurriyatahu ala nar. That no doubt Fatima became a chaste lady, a pure lady, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jahannam haram on her children. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala reports that I asked my mother about Hazrat Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she replied, kanat kal qamari laylatil badri, that she was so beautiful like the 14th night moon. When the moon is on the 14th night, it is fully bright, it looks very beautiful, it illuminates, it shines. And she actually gave that example to describe the beauty of the beloved daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatun Jannat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it is said beautifully by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil Barelvi Nabbarallahu Marqadahu, Sadiqa Saliha, Saima, Sabira, Saaf Dil, Nek Hu, Parsa, Shakira, Abida, Zahida, Sajida, Zakira, Sayyida, Zahira, Tayyiba, Tahira, Jane Ahmad Ki Rahat Pe Lakho Salam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is beautiful way of describing her greatness, her chastity, her status in the dunya and in the akhirat as well. Khatamul Mursaleen Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said about Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, O Fatima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry because of your anger. When you are angry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry. And with your rada, with your pleasure, with your happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, this tells us how great this lady is, who is known as Lady of Jannat, Khatune Jannat, the beloved daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Fatima is part of my body. And wherever she does not like, I also do not like. And whatever she likes, I also like. And further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith mubarakah, that on the day of judgment, all nasab and sabab and in-law relationship, in other words, all relationships would be broken. All nasabs will be broken except the relationship that people have with me, whether that relationship is through blood or whether that relationship is through marriage. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is the daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and their children till the day of Qiyamah in the family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stay intact. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of all the ladies in the dunya, and she is leader of all the ladies in the Jannat as well. And further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Fatimatu bid'atum minni faman aghdabaha aghdabani. That Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is my part. And one who made her angry, he made me angry. The dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this tells us the love and the closeness which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his beloved daughter, Hazrat Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in another narration that her worry is my worry and her pain is my pain. So again, we would like to quote the shair of the couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyida Zahira Tayyiba Tahira Jane Ahmad ki rahat pe lakhon salam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as being Muslims, this is obligatory upon us to love the family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she is the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is compulsory upon us to love her and love her children. So those who insult the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the children of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, how unlucky they are. Hazrat Maulana Hassan Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, Shahenshah Sukhan, Ustaz Zaman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes a beautiful couplet. Baghe jannat ke hain bahre mada khane ahle bait, tumko mujda nar ka ae dushmanane ahle bait. It means that the gardens of Jannat are there to praise the Ahle Bayt, the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O enemies of Ahle Bayt, O enemies of family of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you is the bad news of hellfire for Jahannam, because you have enmity in your heart about the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those Muslims are indeed fortunate ones and the lucky ones who have love for the Ahle Bayt, and this love is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this way they attain the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the pleasure of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was sahib-e-karamat. Even when she was in the womb of her mother, Hazrat Bibi Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Shu'aib Harifash radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when the kuffar of Makkah used to trouble beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they demanded that split the moon into two parts and show us if you are a true messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at that time, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was in the stomach, in the womb of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha said, how bad and humiliated that person is who has belied our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is best of the creation, and he is Nabi, he is Rasul. Hazrat Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha spoke from the stomach of her mother, and she called and she said, O Ammi Jan, O my mother, do not be sad and do not be afraid. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is helper of my father. Subhanallah. So this is the nasal, the progeny of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says it very beautifully. Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. The meaning of this couplet is that, Ya Rasulullah, every child in your progeny is made of light. Ya Rasulullah, you are embodiment of light. From bottom to top, from toe to head, you are light, you are noor, and your whole family, tera sab gharana noor ka, your whole family is light. Subhanallah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in this hikayat we learn, while there is a greatness of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned, also the karamat of Bibi Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is mentioned, that she used to speak from the stomach of her mother, and this is in the blood of Bibi Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and several awliya Allah from her progeny attain this greatness. And one of the great personality who is also from the progeny and from the children and awlad of Sayyidatuna Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that is well known wali of Allah, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in the stomach of his mother, he used to speak as well. It is mentioned in Rasail-e-Attariya, the second volume, page number 273 and 274, that when Hazrat Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the stomach of his mother, and when her mother used to sneeze, she used to say, Alhamdulillah, and Hazur Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to reply from the stomach, Yarhamukillah, Subhanallah. So the grandmother, Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, spoke in the stomach of her mother, and the grandchild, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spoke in the stomach of his mother as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard few fadail and virtues of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. The third of Ramadan and Mubarak is her urs. We will request all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to do Isal-e-Sawab, Fatiha, any form of Isal-e-Sawab, Niyaz, feeding people, for the blessed ruh of Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and enable us to love the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the pious personalities, particularly Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Sayyida Fatima Zahra.